Half done. Okay. Yeah, I was told to begin sixth chapter. Anyway, yeah, and yesterday was Brahmotsav, so today is liberation of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Let's see how much he is liberated. To what percentage he will be liberated today? Okay, so let's start with the Paribhasha Sutra of this chapter. I mean the introductory verse. Naumitam Gaur Chandram Yaha Kutarka Karkashashayam Sarvabhaumam Sarvabhuma Bhakti Bhuma Namachara.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord God Chandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who converted the hard-hearted Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, the reservoir of all bad logic, into a great devotee.
Reservoir of all bad logic. Kutarka is bad logic. Karkasha is hard-hearted. Ashayam is heart. So Lord converted him into a great devotee. Bhakti Bhumanam Acharat means converted him into a very great devotee. So let's see how he was converted from being very hard-hearted, reservoir of all bad logic, to a great devotee. Jaya Jaya Gaurachandra Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Gaurachandra Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra and Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, as usual, offering obeisances to Panchatattva. Aveshe Chalila Prabhu Jagannatha Mandire. Jagannatha Dekhi Preme Haila Asthire.
In ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went from Alarna to the temple of Jagannath.
Atarnala.
Oh, sorry.
His heart is in Alarnath.
To the temple of Jagannath. After seeing Lord Jagannath, he became very restless due to love of Godhead.
In anavasar ceremony used to happen, then Mahaprabhu would go to Alarnath in separation. Maybe Prabhuji is also in separation with Krishna. Alarnath, yeah. Atarnala. Jumbled up. Alarnath is Atarnala. This is the 18th command from which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first saw Jagannath. Obeisances. I mean, from Atarnala you can actually see Jagannath temple, Sudarshan. So he actually saw Krishna there, sitting there on the top. And then he offered obeisances from Atarnala. And because it has 18 commands or canopy, what is it called? Arches, 18 arches. Therefore it is called Atarnala. He became very restless due to Haila Asthire, love of Godhead. So this is transcendental restlessness of Lord Chaitanya. After first seeing Lord Jagannath, he sees actually Lord Jagannatha's face when he sees the chakra. And what one verse he chants, I forgot. Bala Gopal, it's related to something Gopal. Something said itself. Gopal is now seeing me from there. Something like that verse comes. Chants one Sanskrit shloka there. And he falls unconscious, gets up, runs, again falls unconscious. So usually it takes around half an hour or 1 hour to reach from Atarnala to temple. But for Mahaprabhu it took half a day maybe. Because he was seeing falling, again getting up, seeing falling, again getting up. Jagannatha alingite chalila dhaya. Mandire padila preme avishtahaya.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went swiftly to embrace Lord Jagannath. But when he entered the temple, he was so overwhelmed with love of Godhead that he fainted to the floor.
Yeah. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is seeing, from distance he saw Lord Jagannath. And in the mood of Radharani, of course. So then he just couldn't, it is called technically called Mathura Viraha. Mathura is, Krishna has gone to Mathura. So Viraha caused by Mathura, I mean Krishna going to Mathura, that is called Mathura Viraha. So because of Mathura Viraha, and now seeing Krishna again, so actually the Lord Shiva discusses this with Mother Parvati. He says that Srimati Radharani has three moods. And we can call there three Radharanis. Just like we call Krishna as Vrajendra, Krishna son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna friend of Subal, and Krishna beloved of Radharani. They are same Krishna, but we call them by different names, right? One is Radharaman, one is Nanda Suta, one is Subal Sakha, Krishna. So like that, Srimati Radharani, according to her three moods, she is called as Vama Radha, Kama Radha, and Kirtida Nandini Radha. So, Kirtida Kumari, Kirti Kumari, that means beloved daughter of Kirtida. Kirti Kumari Radha, she knows this truth that Vrindavanam Parityajya Padam Ekam Na Gacchati. That means Krishna never goes out of Vrindavan. So this Radharani, Kirti Kumari, in the form of Kirti Kumari, Radharani, she always feels presence of Krishna. Sanyogini Shakti. She always sees the presence of Krishna. She doesn't think that Krishna has gone to Mathura. But Vama Radhika and Kama Radhika, both of them think that Krishna has left me and gone to Mathura. And they feel separation. Actually, they are one Radharani only. I don't want to confuse you, but but we can say three forms, three moods. Yeah. So one is Kirti Kumari, Srimati Radharani, or Vrishabhanu Nandini, same Kirti Kumari. So she thinks that Krishna can never go to Mathura or any other place, leaving Vrindavan. But in other two moods, there is Vyogini Shakti acting. Vyogini Shakti. You know, even all the arrangements that happen in Vrindavan to keep Radharani for a moment in separation from Krishna, they are all manifestations of Vyogini Shakti. All the so-called husbands, so-called sister-in-laws and mother-in-laws, they are all actually speaking display of Vyogini Shakti. Yeah, they are also assistants, you know, in particular forms. Yeah, to enhance the pastime of Srimati Radharani meeting Krishna. So Mahaprabhu wants to taste this particular aspect of Mahabhav of Srimati Radharani. So we'll come to that, but just for now, there are four types of Mahabhav actually. One is called Ruda Mahabhav, Adhi Ruda Mahabhav. Their symptoms are discussed. It's greater level of madness, like one becomes more and more mad in love of Krishna, and based on that, it is called as Ruda Mahabhav, Adhi Ruda Mahabhav. Then Mohanakhya Mahabhav and Madanakhya Mahabhav. Proji knows, it seems. Okay. Mohanakhya Mahabhav, Madanakhya Mahabhav. So, other gopis, including Lalita Visha, even among gopas, like Subal can experience Mahabhav. Usually the Mahabhav is the property of those who are Madhurya Bhaktas. But among the Priya Narma Sakhas, Subal experiences Mahabhav. Not other Sakhas, because Subal helps in the most intimate meeting of gopis and Krishna. So therefore, he experiences that. So, but other sakhis, including Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, and others, they experience Rudh Mahabhav, Adhirudh Mahabhav, and Mohanakya Mahabhav. But Madanakya Mahabhav is reserved only for Srimati Radharani. Mahaprabhu wants to experience that particular stage of madness in love with Krishna. It is mentioned that even it's not that Sankirtan was not there before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, right? Sankirtan was there. People were chanting Krishna's names. Weren't they? They were chanting. There were Vaishnavas and devotees were chanting Krishna's name. So what was special with Mahaprabhu is that he brought that crying in separation along with chanting. That's unique selling point, as they say, of this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. What Mahaprabhu brought with him, whose beej is of course Madhavendra Puri, but in terms of distributing fruit to everybody, it is not just Sankirtan, but Prem Naam Sankirtan. That's what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought. And Prem Naam Sankirtan means crying in separation from Krishna while chanting. So that is the aspired stage of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Not crying like Kalir Chela, but really genuinely crying for Krishna. So that's the aspired position. And this is where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he first sees Lord Jagannath, because of that Mathura Viraha, and suddenly meeting Krishna after long separation, so all his senses are running to embrace Lord Jagannath in the mood of Srimati Radharani. But then he goes near, and what does he see? Jagannath is accompanied by Subhadra Devi and Baladev Ji. So suddenly, some relatives of Krishna are also present. Of course, who are also, like, it is mentioned that even Baladev and Subhadra, they also drown in the, in the devotion of Srimati Radharani. But all three, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, all three, it is mentioned that they drown in the devotion of Srimati Radharani. So therefore he faints, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now you cannot embrace, and you want to embrace, but you cannot embrace the Lord, and you cannot do anything. So in that state, he faints to the floor. Mandire padiya preme avishtahaya. Like that. On the other hand, when Nityananda Prabhu comes, he simply, when others are, this is in Nityananda Charitamrita, when others, four or five guards, security guards, they try to stop him, he just pushes all of them and just, runs into altar and embraces Jagannath and Baladev. And nobody can do anything. He's like mad elephant, walks, then, nothing can come in between. So this is mentioned in Nityananda Charitamrita. So, okay, so, Daive Sarabhauma Taha Ke Kare Darashana Padicha Marite Teho Kaila Nivarana.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down, Sorbam Bhattacharya happened to see him. When the watchman threatened to beat the Lord, Sorbam Bhattacharya immediately forbade him.
Yeah, because at that time also this Apa Sampradaya and Sahajism, these things were prevalent. So, Padichas thought, Kaun aake natak kar raha hai idhar? Bhagwan ke samne, behosh girne ka natak. Who is doing this drama of having so much love for Krishna and falling in front of the Lord? Let's beat him, So, then Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was intelligent, although he was Mayavadi, but he was learned in scriptures. He knew what is called Ashta Satvik Vikar, which cannot be faked. So he understood that no, some great exalted personality, by seeing the physiognomy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his state, he could understand this is not fake ecstasy. This is real Krishna consciousness from scriptures, because he had the understanding of scriptures. So he could understand, and then he stopped all the Dwarapals. No, wait. So, Prabhura Saundaryara Premera Vikara Dekhi Sarobhama Haila Vismita Apara.
Sarvam Bhattacharya was very surprised to see the personal beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as the transcendental transformation wrought on his body due to love of Godhead.
Bahukshane Chaitanya Nahe Bhoger Kala Haila Sarobhama Manetabe Upaya Chintila.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained unconscious for a long time. Meanwhile, the time for offering prasadam to Lord Jagannath came, and the Bhattacharya tried to think of a remedy.
Yeah, you cannot just let the Lord fall in ecstasy in front of the Lord. Abhi bhog ka samay ho gaya. Something has to be done. So then he thought of something. Then we'll just read few together so that we can don't break the flow. So Shishya Padicha Dwara Prabhu Nila Vahaya Ghare Ani Pavitra Sthane Rakhila Shoyaya. So Mahaprabhu was unconscious. Sarvam Bhattacharya, with the help of a watchman and some disciples, carried him home and kept him down Pavitra Sthane, in a very sanctified room. Kept the Lord, not anywhere, just in a sanctified place. So it is mentioned that Sarvam Bhattacharya lived on the southern side of Jagannath temple. Simhadara is facing which east side, right? East direction. Or which direction? Facing east, no? Okay, east. So towards north is Gundicha temple, right? And then to the other side, where that Gaudiya Math and other places are there. Haridara Sakur. So Haridara Sakur also comes, I think, in the east only, in the front. And then there is beach, right? Simhadwar ke samne nahi hai kya? Side mein hai, theek hai. So towards right. So most of the accommodations are there towards in the right side, southern direction. Even right now also. So I think there only we have this Sarvam Bhattacharya's house. So his home was practically on the beach, it is mentioned. And was known as Markandeya Sarastata. Sarastata, Markandeya Sarastata. And at present it is the monastery of Ganga Mata. Have you visited this place? Yeah. Ganga Mata, but yeah. So examining the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvamama saw that his abdomen was not moving. Yeah, that means he was not breathing. And that he was not breathing, yeah. That's what. Seeing this condition, Bhattacharya became very anxious. Sometimes people in ecstasy leave their body. So is it the case that, you know, he has left the body in separation from Krishna or something? So Sukshma Tula Ani Nasa Agrete Dharila Ishat Chalaye Tula Dekhi Dhairya Haila. So he put a cotton swab in front of his nostrils, and there was little air that was moving, and the so he became a little hopeful, yeah. So then sitting besides Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought, this is a transcendental ecstatic transformation brought about by love of Krishna. Ei Krishna Mahapremera Sattvika Vikar. He could understand that. This is a Sattvika Vikar. Yeah. And it is called as Suddipta Sattvikai Namaya Pralaya Nitta Siddha Bhakte Se Suddipta Bhavahaya.
Upon seeing the sign of Suddipta Sattvika, Sarvam Bhattacharya could immediately understand the transcendental ecstatic transformation in the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such a sign takes place only in the bodies of eternally liberated devotees.
So Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says that, you know, in eight kinds of transcendental transformations in the bodies of advanced devotee. These are sometimes checked by the devotee. And there are two stages of such checking, technically known as Dhumayita and Jwalita. Dhumayita, smoking stage, is exhibited when only one or two transformations are slightly present, and it is possible to conceal them. When more than two or three transcendental transformations are manifest, and it is still possible to conceal them, although with great difficulty, that is called a Jwalita. When four or five symptoms are exhibited, then it is called Dipta, blazing. And when five, six or all eight symptoms are simultaneously manifest, that position is called Uddipta, inflamed. And when all eight are present and multiplied thousands of times and all visible at once, it is called Suddipta. So Nitya Siddha Bhakta indicates eternally liberated associates of the Lord. Such devotees enjoy company of Lord in four relationships: servant, friend, parent and conjugal lover. So these are eight, Suddipta is all eight symptoms are seen simultaneously, and it is impossible to check. They are multiplied 1,000 times, very high voltage. So, Adhiruda Bhava Yara Taravikara Tarevika Manushera Dehe Dekhi Manushera Dehe Dekhi Bada Chamatkara.
Sarvam Bhattacharya considered the uncommon ecstatic symptom of Adhirud Bhava are appearing in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is very wonderful. How are they possible in the body of a human being?
So Rupa Goswami explains this Adhirud Mahabhava. So we discuss Rud Adhirud. Then there are also Mohanakya and Madanakya. So loving propensity of Ashray, that is a devotee. Ashray means in which the bhava is taking place. And towards the Vishay, Vishay means from whom the bhava is taking place. Becomes so ecstatic that even after enjoying the company of beloved, devotee feels that his enjoyment is insufficient. At such a time, the lover sees the beloved in different ways. Such a development of ecstasy is called anurag. When anurag reaches its highest limit and becomes perceivable in the body, it is called as bhava. Okay, this is not the bhava of the rati bhava, I mean the stage before prema. This is eight stages of prema, after prema. Sneha, pranaya, mana, bhava, anubhava, bhava, and the raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava, like that. So that is this is that stage of bhava. When the bodily symptoms are not very distinct, however, the emotional state is called as anuraga, not bhava. When bhava ecstasy is intensified, it is called mahabhava. The symptoms of mahabhava are visible only in the bodies of eternal associates like the gopis. Is this clear? So the bhava as a rati, which is a ray of prema, is defined as how is bhava defined in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Prema Suryamshu. Yeah, so it's the beginning ray of prema, and it's a combination of Ladini and Samvit, knowledge and bliss, and what's the main symptom of that? It softens the heart with what desire? When we can say that bhava is arrived, softens the heart with desire to meet, serve and have loving exchanges with Krishna. That's bhava stage. And why are we performing sadhana bhakti? To have bhava bhakti. That's maybe a far away goal, but that's the goal. That's defined in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that we are performing sadhana bhakti so that one day in one lifetime sometimes, like, and according to Prabhupada, one should aspire in this lifetime only. Like, that's That's how Prabhupada defines greed. So, this is to have, to meet, to serve, and to have loving exchanges with Krishna. That's bhava. And when one knows a particular mellow in which one wants to meet, serve, and have loving exchanges with Krishna, that is called sthayi bhava. Okay. And that sthayi bhava mixes, sthayi bhava is, you can say, like, if you are making milk sweets, then sthayi bhava is milk. Okay. And in that, you know, the elaichi, saffron, and other sugar, these are vibhav, anubhav, vyabhichari bhav, and sattvic bhav. They add to the sthayi bhav, and then they make the sweet out of it, which is tasty for Krishna, enjoyable by Krishna, and enjoyable by devotee also. So the milk is the sthayi bhav in all sweets, all milk sweets, let's say. Yeah. Whether barfi or sandesh or whatever, you have milk as the sthayi bhav. Okay. And in that sthayi bhav, other ingredients are added to make it tastier. Okay. So there are five types of sthayi bhav. And in Gaudiya Vaishnava, we have four types of sthayi bhav. Yuga dharma pravartayamu harinama sankirtana chari bhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvana. Because dasya bhava doesn't have active shanta rati or shanta bhava doesn't have the active ingredient of service. There is nishtha, there is Krishna nishtha. He doesn't aspire anything other than experiencing Krishna, but there is no direct active element of service. Therefore, Mahaprabhu discusses from dasya till madhurya. That is, chari bhava bhakti diya na chamu bhuvana. Like that. So he says, yes. Yeah, that's what we discussed. But he had the understanding of scriptures, and scriptures define what is sattvic bhava. Scriptures define the ecstatic symptoms. So, yeah, we can say here that two things are possible. One is he has, because he is Pandit, he has knowledge from all scriptures, although may not be realized knowledge. Yeah, but seeing the symptom, he can at least guess that something great is going on, not something cheap is going on. So that much intelligence he has, you know, that even he may be a Mayavadi, but he has the knowledge of scriptures. That is one thing. And second, we can say that he is actually Brihaspati, actually speaking, playing the role of a Mayavadi here, like that. So that is another understanding. But first is preferable understanding, yeah, because all the time we say playing the role, then, you know, that takes away the spice out of the pastime. Like, you know, then we will say, okay, then he is already a devotee. Then what did Mahaprabhu do in converting, converting Saravam Bhattacharya? So yes, we, from pastime point of view, he was a Mayavadi, and he got converted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that makes the pastime sweeter, like, you know. Otherwise, oh, this is the pastime, he is already a devotee. Mahaprabhu was just, you know, making a drama kind of thing. Just like in drama we show, you know. So no, I mean, he was actually converted, we can think like that. Yes. Yes. Presented by? Which details? They were present. Like, for example, this is a particular shastra. For example, what is the basis of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Which book is the basis? That is the format. That is the format that he adopts. Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra. But what is the basis? Srimad Bhagavatam is the basis of all support to, whether sattvic bhav or whichever bhav, vibhav, you know, the reference is taken from mainly Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe Padma Puran and other places sometimes, but mainly Srimad Bhagavatam. That's how Jiva Goswami defines. This particular Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has its basis as Srimad Bhagavatam. It is clearly mentioned in one verse. So Srimad Bhagavatam has all these So Srimad Bhagavatam appeared 5,000 years ago. And if you want to say at Brahma's Chatushloki, Bhagavatam also has all this knowledge in a sutra form. Yeah. So in the beginning of creation also that knowledge is there. Yeah. So it's not that Goswami's, of course Goswami's, invented this knowledge. They are following the footsteps of previous acharyas. And their greatness is there. Just like you have something, in music you have something raga, you have aroha and avroha. Yeah. Something, like for example, Bageshri raga is ni sa ga ma dha ni sa. So that is aroha. Sa ni dha pa pa dha ma ga re sa. So this is raga Bageshri. So this is aroha avroha. So is the raga, is the music present in this? Yes, music is present. But then the artist's art is, he expands on this raga. Like, and he comes up with tunes and all other things based on this particular raga. So similarly, the knowledge that, okay, this is called sthayi bhav, this is called this bhav, this is called vibhav. So like that knowledge is there as the knowledge of raga is aroha, avroha, pakad and all other things. But and this knowledge is also there. But then artist's greatness is he expands on that. So Shad Goswami expanded the knowledge which was present in terms of expressing that into particular types of the pastimes are explained by Shad Goswamis. So they are expanding into that sutra which was already present. Yeah. It was always present. All Mayavada also present from the beginning of creation. And Sahajism also present from the beginning. All the deviations are present from the beginning of creation. Along with the true knowledge, all the deviations are also present. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean the... you don't require permission for imitation. Like for example, how did this concept of Mayavad, Advaitavad come? It's not that Shankaracharya introduced it. Before Shankaracharya, there was Gaudapad, who also propounded. So he expanded on Gaudapad's Mayavad philosophy. Just like Shad Goswami expanded on Bhagavatam. So Shankaracharya expanded on... there was Gaudapad, who first... challenged Buddhism by presenting Mayavad. Gaudapada is, by the way, grand spiritual master of Shankaracharya. So Shankaracharya's spiritual master is Govinda Bhagavatpad and his spiritual master is Gaudapada. So Gaudapada actually started this Mayavad. So it's not that Shankaracharya introduced it. But then he expanded on it and the whole credit goes to Shankaracharya because he spread it as official school. Earlier it was just kind of a theory presented by Gaudapada. But then Shankaracharya expanded it, and made it into a school, particular school of thought, right? But if you go behind that, so even before Gaudapada, Mayavada was present, in some form or other. It was not institutionalized, but it was present, Sense gratification was Charvak philosophy was present even before Charvak. Charvak just gave it a name, Rudam Krutva Ghritam Pibet. So because he gave it a name, we call it Charvak philosophy. But do you mean to say that before Charvak there was no sense gratification? Like perfect, like gravitation. We say, oh, Newton found it. Does it mean that before Newton it didn't exist? Newton gave it a name. Let's call it gravity or gravitational force. And let's calculate what are the rules. But before he calculated the rules, were the rules not present? They were present. But somebody just gave it a name. And before Newton, did people not know about this attraction pull, particular attraction towards Earth? They knew it. They didn't theorize it. You know what? So similarly, people had Mayavadi tendencies, people had Sajiya tendencies, people had sense gratificatory tendencies. They didn't give it a name or theorize it, so it didn't become popular. But somebody theorized it and gave it a name. So it became Charvak philosophy, it became Shankara's philosophy, it became Karta Bhaja philosophy or whatever, Aul Baul philosophy or whatever. You know, so they gave it a name to it and institutionalized it or something like that. Okay, then shall we move forward now? So, Eta Chinti Bhattacharya Achenavasiya Nityanandadi Simvadware Milila Asiya.
While the Bhattacharya was thinking in this way at his home, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, approached the Singhadwar, entrance door of the temple.
Yeah. So remember that Lord Chaitanya gave the proposal, either you go forward, I will come from behind, or I will go ahead and you come behind. So Nityananda Prabhu says, okay, you go ahead. Like, you know. So then Mahaprabhu is reaching first. And now Nityananda Prabhu and others are reaching Simhadwar. Then Tahara Shune Loke Kahe Anyonya Bath Eka Sanyasi Asi Dekhi Jagannath Murchita Haila Chetananna Yai Hai Sharire Sarobhama Laya Gela Apanara Ghare. So they informed him. One Sanyasi came and seeing Jagannath, he fell unconscious and Sarobhama took him home. So Suni Sabe Janila E Mahaprabhu Karya. Oh, this must be Mahaprabhu, not any other Sanyasi, but this must be Mahaprabhu. Hena Kale, because they had a previous experience of Mahaprabhu falling in ecstasy. So they, this must be Mahaprabhu. So Hena Kale, Aila Taha, Gopinath Acharya. So then Gopinath Acharya came there. So we'll move a little fast here because there is hardly any purport, like a story, pastime line. Nadia Nivasi Visharadera Jamatha. This is Gopinath Acharya's introduction. Visharadera Jamath. Mahaprabhura Bhakta Teho Prabhu Tattva Jnata. Son-in-law of Visharad. And because he knew Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was from Nadia only. And he shifted to Orissa. So he knew true identity of his lordship. He was a Visharad's classmate of Nilambar Chakravarti. And he had two sons with Madhusudan Vachaspati and Vasudeva Sarvabhauma. And I think one daughter who was married to Gopinath Acharya. So Gopinath Acharya had previously been acquainted with Mukunda Datta. And when Acharya saw him at Jagannath Puri, he was very much astonished. Mukunda Datta offered obeisances to Gopinath Acharya upon meeting him. Then Acharya embraced Mukunda Datta and inquired about news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukunda Datta replied, the Lord has already arrived here. We have come with him. So as soon as Gopinath Acharya saw Nityananda Prabhu, he offered his obeisances to him. In this way, meeting all devotees, he asked the news of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again, because he was not able to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is he? So Mukunda said, after accepting sannyas, this is previous news. Okay. After accepting sannyas order, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Jagannath Puri and has brought all of us with him. So Mahaprabhu left our company and walked ahead to see Jagannath. And we have just arrived and are now looking for him. We are not able to see him. From the talk of people in general, we have guessed that Lord is now at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So upon seeing Jagannath, Mahaprabhu became ecstatic and fell unconscious. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has taken him to his home in this condition. Just as I was thinking of meeting you, by chance you have actually met. First let us go to the place of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later we shall come to see Lord Jagannath. First emergency case ko handle karenge and then we will come to taking darshan. So hearing this and feeling very pleased, Gopinath Acharya immediately took all devotees and approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So everybody saw Lord lying unconscious. So Gopinath Acharya became unhappy to see him in this condition. But at the same time, he was happy just to see the Lord. Okay. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya permitted all devotees to enter his house And upon seeing Nityananda Prabhu, Bhattacharya offered him obeisances. Sarvam met all devotees and offered them a proper welcome. They were all pleased to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. So although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Mayavadi, but he was a gentleman. So he was seeing people from, for him it is from other path, people from bhakti path have come. So he offered his obeisances and everything. Avadhut, I think. Avadhut dress only. No, he took Avadhut Vesh, not a Sannyasi Vesh. Maybe because he is Avadhut Vesh. Maybe because he was his Avadhut Vesh. Yeah. Not married yet. Looks like because it's big, just Mahaprabhu has taken just sannyas. Yeah. Mahaprabhu will order him to get married. Yeah. So Bhattacharya then sent them all back to see Lord Jagannath and then asked his own son, Chandaneshwar, to accompany them as a guide. Everyone was then pleased to see deity of Jagannath, and Lord Nityananda in particular was overwhelmed with ecstasy. It's not mentioned here, but Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that he just went mad. Just like Mahaprabhu went mad, Nityananda Prabhu was a kind of step ahead. So, when Lord Nityananda Prabhu nearly fainted, yeah, it's mentioned a little here, all the devotees caught him and steadied him. At that time, the priest of Lord Jagannath brought a garland that has been offered to the deity and offered to Nityananda Prabhu. So, everyone was pleased to receive garland worn by Lord Jagannath. Afterwards, they all returned to the place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying. All of the devotees then began to loudly chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just before noon, the Lord regained his consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and very loudly chanted, Hari Hari! Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very pleased to see Lord regain consciousness and he took the dust of Lord's lotus feet. Bhattacharya informed all of them, please take your midday paths immediately. Today I shall offer you Mahaprasadam, the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. After bathing in the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees returned very soon. The Lord then washed his feet and sat down on a carpet to take lunch. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made arrangements to bring various kinds of Mahaprasadam from Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then accepted lunch with great happiness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offered special rice, first-class vegetables on golden plates. He thus took lunch in the company of his devotees. While Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya personally distributed the prasadam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested him, please give me only boiled vegetables. Sarvabhauma pariveshana karena apane prabhu kahe more deha lafra vyanjane. Lafra vyanjan is boiled vegetables. Many vegetables boiled together. And then a chenka is added. What is chenka? Chonk? Yeah, chonk is added, consisting of spices like cumin, black pepper, and mustard seed. Chonk mein kya dalna hai? Wo bhi bata diya. Cumin kya hota hai? Jeera. Black pepper to kali mirch. Mustard seed mohri hota hai, rai. Well, normally chonk hai. Kali mirch dalte hai kya hum chonk mein? Kabhi kabhi dalte. पाउडर डालते हैं अच्छा अच्छा प्रभु जी परचेस में है तो थैंक यू सो यू कैन ऑफर द केक्स एंड प्रिपरेशंस मेड विद कंडेंस्ड मिल्क टू ऑल द डिवोटीज मतलब मुझे केवल लाफरा व्यंजन दीजिए और बाकी डिवोटीज को केक दे दीजिए ओके ये केक मतलब वो ओवन वाला केक नहीं था वो और कुछ वर्ड नहीं है उसके लिए इसलिए केक वर्ड यूज किए हैं हाँ पीठा पाना यू नो हाउ टू मेक पीठा पाना छेना पोड़ा इज कॉल्ड पीठा पाना Sweet, like what? Okay. You can prepare for the devotees also. Hare Krishna. So hearing this, Bhattacharya folded his hands and spoke as follows. So this is Mahaprabhu. Usually he would, especially when somebody would offer him different types of varieties of food, he would usually reject it because to set a role model, he says that, that is to Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, Prabhu kahe vairagira bhakshan hai upakaran, iha khaile kaiche hai indriya varana. He says that Prabhu kahe vairagira, those who has taken to renounce order of life, bhakshan hai upakaran. Upakaran means variety. He shouldn't eat variety of items. You know, like chappan bong, I will taste one bite from each. So, Prabhu kahe vairagira bhakshan hai upakaran. Why not? What's the problem? Yaha khaile kaiche hai indriya varan. He said, if I eat variety, then how can I control my senses? It will be difficult. It's not that one will, you know, go into illicit activities because of that. It may happen after long, prolonged casual approach towards eating, but the immediate effect is mind becomes agitated, for sure. If one overindulges in, of course, like the festival days and other days, Mahaprabhu encourages devotees to, you know, eat till the neck, and also to serve till, you know. Break. Till the body breaks. Serve till the body breaks. And eat till the neck. And like that. But other places, usually he would encourage the sweets to be taken by grihasthas, usually. And especially variety to be given to... Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also used to say like that. Prabhupada also says in the purport, huh? Among grihasthas, yeah. Heavy Mahaprabhu, yeah. And vairagis can, and renunciants can. Like on festival days, it's alright. But other days, it's better to have a very simple diet. Lafra vyanjan. Boiled vegetables with chunk of cumin, black pepper, and mustard seed. ऐसा ही आता है क्या? चलो. So then, today all of you please try to taste the lunch just as Lord Jagannath accepted it. This Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to other devotees. After seeing this, he made them all eat various cakes and condensed milk preparations. After feeding them, he offered them water to wash their hands, feet, and mouths. Hasta mukha prakshalan. Then, begging permission from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then went with Gopinath Acharya to take lunch. After finishing their lunch, they returned to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, what did they say? Namo Narayanaya Bali Namaskara Kaila. Krishna Mati Rastu Bali Gosai Kahila.
Offering his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Namo Narayan. I offer my obeisances to Narayan. In return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Irmati Rastu, let your attention be on Krishna.
So Prabhupada writes in the purport, is the etiquette among sannyasis, those on the fourth platform of spiritual life, to offer obeisances by saying, Om Namo Narayanaya. This greeting is used specially by Mayavadi sannyasis. According to Smriti scriptures, a sannyasi should not expect anything from anyone, nor should he consider himself identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnava sannyasis never think of themselves as being one with the Lord. They always consider themselves eternal servants of Krishna, and they want to see everyone in the world become Krishna conscious. For this reason, Vaishnava sannyasis always offers these blessings to everyone, saying, Krishna Mati Rastu, Krishna Mati Rastu. May you become Krishna conscious. Shuni Sarabhama Mane Vichara Karila Vaishnava Sanyasi Ho Vachane Janila.
Hearing this word, Sarbham understood Lord Chaitanya to be a Vaishnava Sanyasi.
He didn't address back Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narasimhaya. Yes. But he said Krishna Mati Rastu. So, oh, he must be a Vaishnava. Just like in Vrindavan, you go and Prajvasis say Radhe Radhe, and you say Hare Krishna. Then they understand, oh, it's Kon temple ke? Angrez Mandir ke? Yes, bro. Yeah, but the conscious, I mean, the understanding was different. I mean, it was obeisance to Lord Narayan. And here they were thinking that, oh, you are Lord Narayan, so, and I am also Lord Narayan. So let's offer obeisances to each other. So that kind of stuff is happening. So it's not. So therefore he replied, Krishna Mati Rastu. Of course, there is nothing wrong by replying Radhe Radhe to Radhe Radhe. Okay, but Hare Krishna is also like a bona fide reply. Because Hare Krishna includes Radhe Radhe. We discussed last time, right? Prabhupada used to greet like that. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Nimbarkis, they chant Radhe Krishna Mantra. But that is Sambhogamai Mantra. There are different forms of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. One is called Audharya form, one is called Madhurya form, one is called Aishwarya form. Audharya form of Mahamantra means we are addressing by Hare Krishna Mahamantra who? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah. And in that case, Hare means Gaur Hari, Krishna means Gaur Krishna. And next, Hare Ram, Hare means Nitai Hari, and Rama means Nityananda Ram. Like, so it's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Or in Audharya also there are variations, like whole Hare Krishna Mahamantra refers to Lord Gauranga only. Gaura 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 Gaura. Because Hari means Nitai Hari. Oh sorry, Gaur Hari. Krishna means Gaur Krishna. Rama means Gaura Rama. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also one name is Rama. So all 16 are referring to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or first is referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, second is referring to Nityananda Prabhu. Like that. So these are bona fide understandings of Audharya. This is mentioned by Prabhupada in the introduction of Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Hare Krishna Mahamantra can refer to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Introduction of CC. Yeah, did you, introduction was done? No, not yet. So, self-study, okay. Okay. So, yeah, you will find in introduction this particular understanding. Then there is Madhurya form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In that also there are two variations. One is Sambhogamai, another is Viparalambamai. So Sambhogamai is what Nimbarki Sampradaya, they chant Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shama, Radhe Shama, Radhe Shama, Shama, Radhe Radhe. That is Sambhogamai Mahamantra. That is Sambhogamai Mantra. But as we know that the highest form of Mahamantra is the Viparalambamai. As we discuss, Sankirtan was present even before, but what did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bring? Crying in separation along with Mahamantra. So this is Viparalambamai Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which includes all other, even Sambhogamai and other rasas. Okay. And then there is Aishwaryamai form, in which all three refer to Lord Vishnu. Hari is name of, in Vishnu Sahasranam, you will find Vishnu's name as Hari, Vishnu's name as Krishna, Vishnu's name as Ram, or like that. So then it becomes Aishwarya form. So by chanting that, one will go to Vaikuntha. Like, yep. Or there are other forms, like in first, Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna, एंड हरे राम इज सीता राम और रेवती बलराम हरे राम लाइक दैट. बट द मेन स्ट्रीम अंडरस्टैंडिंग गिवन बाय ऑल गौड़िया वैष्णवस आचार्यस गोपाल गुरु गोस्वामी भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इज दैट फर्स्ट हरे कृष्ण इज ऑल्सो राधा कृष्ण एंड हरे राम इज ऑल्सो राधा कृष्ण लाइक दैट. सो दैट्स ओके. सो दिस इज रिगार्डिंग yeah. Why did we discuss this bit? What was the question? Yeah, yeah. Replying Krishna. Yeah. Replying Radhe Radhe with Hare Krishna is also. All right. Okay. So, Sarvamamma then said to Gopinath Acharya, I want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's previous situation. So, Purvashrama refers to one's previous situation. So he said, who was he? You know, because Mahaprabhu was like a householder before. So, Gopinath Acharya kahe navadvipe ghara Jagannatha nama padavi Mishra Purandara.
Gopinath Acharya replied, there was a man named Jagannath who was resident of Navadvipa and whose surname was Mishra Purandara.
Vishwambara nama ihara tara iho putra Nilambara chakravartir hayena dauhitra.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the son of that Jagannath Mishra and his former name was Vishwambara Mishra. He also happens to be the grandson of Nilambara Chakravarti.
So Bhattacharya says, oh Nilambara Chakravarti, he was the classmate of my father, Maheshwar Visharat. So I knew him as such. Jagannath Mishra Purandar was respected by my father. Thus, because of their relationship with my father, I respect both Jagannath Mishra and Nilambara Chakravarti. Hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belonged to Nadia district, Sarvamamma Bhattacharya became very pleased. Hamare hi pitaji ke schoolmate ke dauhitra hain. Dauhitra means daughter's son. So Nilambara Chakravarti's daughter is Shachi Mata. Shachi Devi's son is Kauranga Mahaprabhu. So he is happy to see somebody from Nariya. So you are naturally respectable. Besides, you are a sannyasi. Thus I wish to become your personal servant. Nijadas. Atayeva ho tomar ami Nijadas. Bol rahe Nijadas. Like later on, he will think that, oh, I need to instruct him, like, you know, because he is young. So, Shuni Mahaprabhu Kaila Shri Vishnu Smarana. Bhattacharya Kahe Kichu Vinaya Vachana.
As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Bhattacharya, he immediately remembered Lord Vishnu and began to speak humbly to him as follows.
Tumi Jagat Guru Sarva Loka Hitakarta. वेदांत पढ़ाओ संन्यास शिरो उपकर्ता.
Because you are a teacher of Vedant philosophy, you are the master of all the people in the world, and they are well-wisher as well. You are also the benefactor of all kinds of sannyasis.
So because you are a teacher of Vedant पढ़ाओ संन्यास शिरो उपकर्ता, you are benefiting master of people in of the world. And usually Mayavadis call themselves Jagat Guru. So Mahaprabhu is using the word Jagat Guru. You are Jagat Guru. Okay. So Ami Balaka Sanyasi Bhanda Manda Nahi Jani Tomara Ashraya Nilu Guru Karimani.
I am a young sannyasi and I actually have no knowledge of what is good and what is bad. Therefore, I am taking shelter of you and accepting you as my spiritual master.
So, tomara sanga lagi mora iha agamana. Sarva prakare karibe amaya palana.
I have come here only to associate with you and I am now taking shelter of you. Will you kindly maintain me in all respects?
Yeah. So, Mahaprabhu is taking lower position. Sarvamamma Bhattacharya is saying, oh, I want to become your servant. Mahaprabhu is saying, I want to become your pupil. You take care of me. Like that. So the incident that happened today was a great obstacle for me. But you have kindly relieved me of it. I am very grateful, he is saying. Bhattacharya said, do not go alone to see the deity at the Jagannath temple. It is better that you go with me or my men. So Lord says, I shall never enter the temple, but shall always view the Lord from the side of Garuda Stambha. Prabhu kahe mandira bhitare na yaiba. Garudera paashe rahi darshana kariba.
The Lord said, I shall never enter the temple, but shall always view the Lord from the side of the Garuda Stambha.
Yeah. Lochandas Thakur, he says that why did he not write this Chaitanya Mangal in Sanskrit? Do you know what answer he gave? Oh, yeah, that he was a scholar of Sanskrit also, but he didn't write Chaitanya Mangal in Sanskrit. He wrote it in Bengali. So why did he do that? Any for common people they can understand. That is one reason. But what is the prime reason he explains? Following the footsteps of Vrindavan Swami. Good guess. Because he wrote in Bengali, I will also write in Bengali. But there is something more, he said. They sometimes spoke Sanskrit also, but because he said, Lochandas Thakur says, that there are some very fine emotions which one cannot express in Sanskrit, but one which one can express in local Bengali, the Bengali dialect. Yeah. And therefore, I am using Bengali. Some Bengalis are proud here. So... yeah, that is one. But other reason is more. So this is, I don't know. This is how this is understood. But just as, but he considers Bengali to be more sweeter than Sanskrit also. Yeah. Although Sanskrit is considered the mother language, Janani of all other languages. But it seems like just like we say that. Vishnu is the source of all avatars. Krishna is also source. Coming from Vishnu, that is the general understanding outside. But then Gaudiya Vishnu was saying, no, Krishna is original. And all the Purusha avatars and everybody is expansion of Krishna. So in same way, it seems like Sanskrit expanded from Bengali. Not the other way around. Get in the point? Who said one Vaishnava Acharya said Jod Jagatera Bhasha Noy. He says Bengali is not the language of Jod Jagat. He said that in Navadvip they speak Bengali and in Vraj they speak Vraj Bhasa. And sometimes they may be speaking Sanskrit. Yeah. So the thing is, because the its beauty is enhanced, the pastime's beauty is enhanced. If it were expressed in Sanskrit, yes, because it is, great language. Therefore, and in spiritual world they use Sanskrit. Therefore, it is sweet. But then in Bhauma Navadvip and Bhauma Vrindavan, they use Bengali, and Vraj Bhasha, and that makes it even sweeter. So that aspect should also be considered. Otherwise, we may misunderstand or think like that. Oh, it is mentioned in Bengali, so, because it's Mahaprabhu's Leelas, and because Mahaprabhu, appeared in Navadvip, so the suitable language of expressing Mahaprabhu's Leela is Bengali. And What Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said? A time will come when whole world will learn Bengali just to taste Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not the Bengali songs, Bollywood songs of Kishore Da and others. but to taste Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Mangal, like that. Huh? What? They don't speak? Hindi is very close to, that's what I'm explaining. It's close to Braj Bhasha, no? So, okay, we'll move forward from here. Yeah. Of course, all Goswamis wrote their literature in Sanskrit. Yeah. But they were also great scholars of Bengali and also Urdu. Okay. So, another aspect is, like somebody was saying, to make people understand, like, you know, general people. So Prabhupada was a scholar of Sanskrit, he was scholar of, he could present in Hindi, he would scholar of Bengali, and he was asked to give lecture in Vrindavan, Keshavji, Gaudiya Math, after giving sannyas. Which language he gave lecture in? English. And there was hardly one person who knew, who knew English, the Bhakti Pradnyan Keshav Maharaj. Maybe he was the only one who knew English. And nobody else knew English in the audience. And Prabhupada gave whole class, Bhagavatam class, in English. So that becomes even more relishable, in a sense that was the order of his Guru Maharaj. Yeah. Okay. So from that day onward, Mahaprabhu would take darshan from Garuda Stambha only. And I think there is one thumb impression of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Garuda Stambha. Yeah? Have you seen? On the wall. And that pastime also happened, that aborigine woman, she climbed on Garuda, one foot on Garuda Stambha, other foot on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden body. And who said? Govinda said, Mukunda said. Govinda said, you Adivasi woman, you don't you have any etiquettes? You know, just come down. So then, then Lord said to him that you are Adivasi, he says. You don't have etiquettes. And may I desire, you know, the same devotion and eagerness that she has to see Lord Jagannath. That pastime also happened near Garuda Stambha. Where? I think Garuda Stambha pastime, Adivasya, word Adivasya is used. So I think it's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mentions this part last time. Okay. Then it's here only again. I think I have read it somewhere. It will come maybe in the Antelila it is there, I guess. So, there is full body impression of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is it? Alalanatha. Yeah. Okay, so then he says, Sarvam Bhattacharya then told Gopinath Acharya, take Goswamiji and show him Lord Jagannath. Also, the apartment belonging to my maternal aunt is in a very solitary place. Make all arrangements for him to stay there. Then Gopinath Acharya took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his residential quarters and showed him where to find water tubs, water pots. Indeed, he arranged everything. The next day, Gopinath Acharya took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see early rising of Lord Jagannath. So, this is called Shayyotthana Darshan. Shayyotthana Darshan. So, Shayya means sleeping, Uttana means getting up. Shayyotthana. So, Gopinath Acharya then took Mukunda Datta with him and went to Sarvamama's house, When they arrived, Sarvabhauma addressed Mukunda Datta as follows. Prakruti vinita sanyasi dekhite sundara. Amar bahu priti bade ihara upara.
The sannyasi is very meek and humble by nature, and his person is very beautiful to see. Consequently, my affection for him increases.
So why? Because he was humble and meek. Because although he took to sannyas order, he retained his brahmachari name. The Chaitanya in Shankara Sampradaya, Chaitanya word is used for brahmachari. So although he was sannyas initiated, but he didn't take a name like someone Bharati, someone Saraswati, someone this thing like that. So he took retained a brahmachari name. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu and Swarup Damodar also retained their brahmachari names. What is that? Swarup, yes. So Nityananda Swarup, Damodar Swarup. They are their brahmachari names. Okay. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu took to Avadhut Vesh and Swarup Damodar. Why did he take sannyas? Nishchinta bhajivo Krishna eta karane. Unmade karila teho sannyasa grahane. He said that Nishchinta bhajivo Krishna. I am taking to renounce order so that I can, without any anxiety, I can worship Krishna. So that is the reason why we, come to Brahmachari Ashram. So that we don't have any other anxiety other than serving Krishna. If we are having other anxiety, then we should introspect that why. The moment one joins ashram, it should make us at least anxiety free to serve Krishna. Nishchinta bhajipa Krishna eita karane unmade karila teho sannyasa grahane. Because Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas, he also goes to Varanasi, takes sannyas, comes back. So I have nothing to do with this, world in that sense. I will serve Mahaprabhu. So he has kept his brahmachari name. He must be very meek and humble. So amara bahu priti bade ihar upar. So kona sampradaya sannyasa? Karyachen grahan kiba nama ihar shunite hai man. Which sampradaya did he take sannyas? Like that. So Gopinatha kahe nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Guru ihar Kesho Bharti Mahadhanya. So his name is Shri Krishna Chaitanya and his sannyas preceptor is greatly fortunate Kesho Bharati. Sarvabhauma kahe ihar nama sarvottama. Bharati sampradaya iho hoyana madhyama. Naam to achha hai. Very good name. Shri Krishna Chaitanya is a very good name. But he belongs to Bharati Sampradaya. Kesho Bharati Sampradaya. He said, therefore, he is a second class sannyasi. Not a first class sannyasi. In other words, he is saying he is not the first class sannyasi. So, Gopinath Acharya, of course, if you say something like that against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopinath kahe ihara nahi bahya peksha ataeva bada sampradaya nahi ka peksha.
Gopinath Acharya replied, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not rely on any external formality. There is no need for him to accept the sannyas order from a superior sampradaya.
So it is mentioned Shankaracharya introduced the name system of sannyasi disciples. And there are 10 in number. Out of these surnames like Tirtha, Ashram and Saraswati are considered topmost. Somebody Tirtha, somebody Ashrama and somebody Saraswati is considered first class sannyasi. Then, in monastery of Sringeri, Saraswati is considered first class. Bharati is considered second class. And Puri is considered third class. Like that. So, somebody who is sannyasi and takes bath at Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati is called Tirtha. Like that. And like that, more information. Then there is Giri and others. Giri and Sagar. Sagar is also there. Yeah. What is that? And he holds, what is that? Saraswati is a goddess of music, learning, and in one hand she holds musical instruments, Veena. So Sannyasi, who is always engaged in music for spiritual spiritual elevation, is called Saraswati. Like that. Okay. There is Ananda Brahmachari, Chaitanya Brahmachari, like that. So, Gopinath Acharya, he is refuting and rebuking Sarvam Bhattacharya for considering him ordinary man. Bhattacharya kahe ihara praudha yavana, kemate sanyasa dharma haibe rakshana.
The Bhattacharya inquired, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in his full-fledged youthful life. How can he keep the principle of sannyas?
Yeah, he's so young. How can he keep sannyas vows? Because in youth, there is a lot of adrenaline rush, lot of passion. So how can he keep his... He doesn't know that he is Satchidananda Vigraha, Lord Chaitanya. So he's considering him Manushya Buddhi. Nirantara ihake Vedanta Shunaiba Vairagya Dvaita Marge Pravesha Karaiba.
I shall continually recite Vedanta philosophy before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he may remain fixed in his renunciation and thus enter upon the path of monism.
So, why Vedanta? Because Vedanta helps one. Vedanta helps one to become detached from sense gratification, because it mainly deals with Upanishads and Vedanta mainly deal with how to detach oneself from this world, like that. But then Krishna consciousness is path of attachment rather than path of detachment. Detachment happens as a secondary result, and therefore practicing any other limb, according to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, actually, it makes the heart hard. So the detachment, for detachment's sake, makes the heart hard. And Bhava Bhakti is all about having soft heart, to have desires to meet, serve and have loving exchanges with Krishna. So that cannot happen if one takes to other methods like Jnana and Ashtanga for the sake of detachment. So usually many times it's usually seen, or maybe we are also sometimes trapped into thinking that, okay, this will give me help in Krishna consciousness. Maybe this self-help book or that new technique. Yeah. So, or this new help, this new psychological whatever. Thing, you know, this new management technique, you know, this will help, you know. So the thing is, you know, sometimes these have the roots in Buddhism. Like, for example, you know, there is some fellow who talks about some meditation techniques, and some devotees who have some mental trouble take help from him. Yeah, and he has the roots in Buddhism. So it's not just the technique that comes, along with that also comes Jnana Mishra Shraddha or Mayavadi Shraddha or Bauddha Shraddha, along with that comes. And that will ruin the system of devotional service, devotional creeper. Yeah. And that is that must be taken into account, that that simply by performing devotional service, and if mind is giving trouble, then it's an indication that we have to intensify our sadhana. And rather than thinking that, oh, along with my sadhana, something else is needed. Maybe this self-help book is needed, or maybe that self-help technique is needed, और एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा देर आर सो मेनी असंख्य तार लेखा. किंतु यदि लतार संख्य बड़े उपशाखा भुक्ति मुक्ति स्पृह आदि असंख्य तार लेखा देर आर अनलिमिटेड डिफरेंट वेज इन विच वन कैन गेट बीविल्डर्ड एंड थिंकिंग दैट ओ दिस इन वन ऑफरिंग यमुना माता जी सेज दैट दैट माई रिक्वेस्ट टू ऑल ऑफ यू इज दैट प्लीज प्रिजर्व दी प्योर फिलोसॉफी विच इज रिलिज्ड एंड एन्जॉयड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. प्लीज प्रिजर्व दिस पर्टिकुलर दिस प्योर फिलोसॉफी विच इज गिवन बाय एंड रिलिज्ड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर एंड डू नॉट टेक टू समथिंग विच इज पॉपुलर एंड कन्वीनियंट. शी सेज डू नॉट चेंज इट टू समथिंग पॉपुलर एंड कन्वीनियंट सो दैट इट इंक्रीजेस आवर पॉपुलैरिटी इन सोसाइटी. मे बी वी विल जस्ट मेक दिस स्मॉल चेंज फ्रॉम वॉट आचार्यज हैव सेड एंड देन इट इस्कॉन विल बिकम मोर पॉपुलर मे बी इन सोसाइटी. सो नॉट फॉर पॉपुलैरिटी स्टंट और नॉट चेंज इट टू समथिंग पॉपुलर और कन्वीनियंट. ओ बिकॉज इट्स कल युगा 16 राउंड्स आर टू मच सो लेट्स मेक इट 8 राउंड्स और लेट्स मेक इट 4 राउंड्स और लेट्स मेक इट हाफ अ राउंड. व्हाई नॉट एक कृष्ण नाम करे सकल प्रपंच जय. इवन हाफ कृष्ण नाम समटाइम्स इट इज मेंशन्ड. इवन इफ यू से क्रिश इट कैन डिलीवर वन. सो समथिंग लाइक दैट. सो इट्स सो व्हाट आवर senior devotees, they are warning us, to cautioning us rather, is not changing something into something which is popular. Yeah. So I will teach him Vedanta so that he become detached from sense gratification. But the process of bhakti, automatically the detachment comes. As one need not have to seek anything other than this. Of course, there is Vedanta commentary by Baladeva Vidyabhushan. That is devotional understanding of Vedanta Sutra. But there is no need to, you know, adopt any technique, because the technique doesn't give the philosophy behind it. Yeah, maybe it is communication technique or management technique or mind controlling technique. Or mind-boggling technique, whatever technique it is. So, it's a temporary solution actually. Any such solution is temporary solution for that matter, apart from bhakti. And it can practically, permanently damage our bhakti lata creeper. So, because self-help sometimes means declaring independence, like, you know. And we depend on Krishna, so the whole philosophy is taken for a turn, that now we are depending on self. And what is self for us? Mind. So we are depending on our mind for our progress. So we know where our mind will take us. Like, mind is our guru. Then, you know, it is mentioned, the person whom we should least trust, we'll be dependent on for our progress. Yeah. So that's the caution. So Sarvam Bhattacharya suggested that by the study of Vedanta, Vairagya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu might be saved from the clutches of full-fledged youthful desires. Yeah. So then he suggested, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would like, I could bring him to a first-class sampradaya by offering him saffron cloth and performing the reformatory process again. So Keshav Bharati, he is a second-class sannyasi, but I am teaching first-class, you know, because Sarvam Bhattacharya was known to be one of his own kind, you know, as far as scholarship is concerned, because he was Shruta. Shrutidhara, like he heard the whole book once of Nyaya and he memorized everything immediately. He went to Mithila And he started the system called Navanyaya. Yeah. New system of logic. So I will make him into first class sannyasi. I will perform the reformatory ceremony again. I will award him sannyas cloth again. So, Shuni Gopinatha Mukunda Duhe Dukhi Haila. Gopinatha Acharya Kichu Kahite Lagila.
Gopinatha Acharya and Mukundad became very unhappy when they heard this. Gopinatha Acharya therefore addressed Saurabh Bhattacharya as follows.
He said, Bhattacharya tumi ihar na jana mahima. Bhagavata lakshanera ihate isima.
My dear Bhattacharya, you do not know the greatness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead are found in him to the highest degree.
Yeah, so you are considering him ordinary person, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not just Supreme Personality of Godhead to its fullest extent. Bhagavatyara Sima. He said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is celebrated as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parama Ishwara. Iho Parama Ishwara. Adnya sthane kichu nahe vidnyara gochar. Those who are ignorant in this connection find conclusion of knowledgeable men very difficult to understand. Indirectly saying you are ignorant. Shishyagana kahe Ishwara kaha kona pramane. He said, you are calling him Ishwar. What is the proof for this? Acharya kahe vidnyamata Ishwara lakshane. Then Gopinath Acharya replied that statements of authorized Acharyas who understand Supreme Personality of Godhead are the proof. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, since the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there have been many pseudo-incarnations in India who do not present authorized evidence. Yeah. So 500 years ago, disciples of Saroma Bhattacharya, being very learned scholars, were certainly right in asking Gopinath Acharya for evidence. If a person proposes himself to be God, or that someone else is incarnation of God, they must cite evidence from scriptures. That's that Prabhupada supports this, asking for the evidence. Shishya kahe Ishwar tattva sadhi anumane, Acharya kahe anumane nahe Ishwar jnane. Disciple said, we derive knowledge of absolute truth by logical hypothesis. Gopinath Acharya said, one cannot attain real knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead by such logical hypothesis and argument. Okay. Okay, so there is some limitation to our Anuman, because that Anuman is also based on Pratyaksha, and Pratyaksha has limitations. Our interpreting abilities have some limitations, major limitations. So it's not possible to understand absolute truth simply by logic. So this is what he says. Gopinath Acharya continues, Anumana Pramananahe Ishwar Tattva Jnane Krupa Vina Ishwarere Keha Nahi Jane. He says that if we don't have mercy of the Lord, it's not possible to understand that he is Supreme Personality of God. Ishwarera Krupalesha Hayata Yahare Saita Ishwara Tattva Janivare Pare.
The Acharya continued, if one receives but a tiny bit of Lord's favor by dint of devotional service, he can understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Okay, so let's take one question here. So, suppose you give a class to some new audience. Some people will take to devotional service, will accept that, okay, Krishna is Supreme Person of Godhead. And some people will not. Okay, why does that happen? Some people develop this faith. Okay, so what is it that gives one a particular kind of beginning faith? It's called Bhakti Unmukhi Sukruti, Bhakti Unmukhi Ajnat Sukruti. And how is Bhakti Unmukhi Ajnat Sukruti caused? So Bhakti Unmukhi Thakur calls it first Sadhu Sangha, which is accidental sadhu sangha, let's say, or fortunate. Accidents are usually inauspicious, so let's call it fortuitous first sadhu sangha. So one comes in contact with some sadhu object unknowingly and has some favorable interaction with it. For example, in India there is lot of poverty. Yeah, people don't get food to eat. So if some poor fellow, he didn't get food on the day of Ekadashi, so it is considered, so that goes into his Ajnat Sukriti account. That he fasts because of, that is Krishna's great mercy or system. That sadhu, first sadhu item, first sadhu sangha, that sadhu sangha can be a devotee in person or any sadhu object. Like for example, a day related to the Lord, like Ekadashi or Janmashtami. If somebody happened to fast on the day of Ekadashi because he didn't get food, maybe. And so that goes into his Ajnat Sukriti account. Okay. Somebody happens to, you know, his train happens to stop at Mathura. He gets down to drink water. And he slips and falls on ground. That is considered Dandavattu Mathuraji. Yeah. Or even drinking water at Mathura Junction could be considered taking Charanavrut, you know, from Mathura Dham. Like that goes into account of his Ajnat Sukriti. This Dham related or DT related, anything, if he happens to take a tour to a village and tour happens to have a Vishnu temple inside it, and he happened to have, just for fun, he was wandering and it happened to be a pradakshina to a Vishnu temple. So that goes into his Ajnat Sukriti account. He was offering some charity to people in general, but in that crowd, there happened to be one pure devotee. So that goes into his Ajnat Sukriti account. So only criteria is, he should not be desiring anything out of it. Okay, then it goes into Ajnat Sukriti account, which builds up for many lifetimes. Okay, if he has some desire in the return of it, it doesn't go into his Ajnat Sukriti account. For example, a Karma Kandi, he chants Vishnu's name, but desiring Swarga, he will get Swarga, but nothing goes into his Ajnat Sukriti account. That's Krishna's system. Get the point? If you desire something while coming in contact with sadhu object, and especially desiring something material, if you desire something material, for that matter, liberation is also called as material desire. So if one has some bhukti or mukti desire, while one comes in contact with sadhu or sadhu object, then that doesn't go into his Ajnat Sukriti account. Rather, it gives him that result. Okay. And account is settled there. Yes. On non-devotion. It is done for some purpose, yes. Yes. But therefore I said that, just like for example, somebody, like the example is given that Muslim chanting Haram. So there is no purpose to be gained from that, in a sense that, oh, he chanted Haram because he wanted Jannat. Yeah. Yeah, to curse that, but that is not considered a desire for bhukti and mukti, which comes out of knowledge of the potency of that object and then desiring something material. Get in the mind? So he was unaware, therefore it is called Ajnata. It just happened accidentally. And he chanted Ha Rama, or even Hindu chanting Mujhe Arama Karna Hai. So in the So, A Rama, when he sends A Rama, then he says, Rama, Aao Rama, Aao. So, then it goes into his Ajnat Sukriti account. Of course, it doesn't give him pure devotional service immediately, but it goes into his Ajnat Sukriti account. So, that Ajnat Sukriti account goes on building. So that one slowly he starts developing faith. Still what he chanted is called Namabhas only. Not considered pure Ram. Even if some Nam is chanted without Bhukti Mukti desire, still it's considered Namabhas. And that goes into his Adnyat Sukruti account. But it doesn't lead to pure devotional service. Okay. So I was just, I shared this point last time, I guess. So in, only if one has Guru, so Hare Krishna Mahamantra to act, to give one liberation, to chant Namabhas, one doesn't require a Guru. Okay. But to chant Shuddha Nam, one has to accept a Guru. Get in this point? To chant Namabhas, one doesn't require a Guru. So chanting Namabhas, one can get liberation or one can get peace of mind. Okay. So even without having in contact with a Guru. Yeah. But one is only able to chant Shuddha Nam only if he takes shelter of a Shuddha devotee. That means pure bhakta. Okay. So sometimes it's mentioned in the scriptures also, you will see a point. Oh, no diksha nacha purascharyam manag apekshate. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra doesn't require even diksha or purascharya or anything else. Maybe it doesn't even require guru. It is sometimes mentioned. But then the result is also up to Namabhas. Get in the mind? Nobody can chant Shuddha Nam without having a guru. That's the main understanding. Maximum one can chant without having a guru is, or without coming in contact with pure devotee is, Namabhas chanting. Which may lead to some Adnyat Sukruti, so that in future he may take shelter of a pure devotee. So, when this Adnyat Sukruti goes on building for many lifetimes, actually, usually, then one starts developing faith in Krishna, in Bhakti, and in Bhagavata. Yeah. So it's a very rare occasion that one develops faith in Krishna. So it's not a cheap asset. The faith in Krishna is not a cheap asset. It's after living many lifetimes, and performing many Adnyat Sukrutis unknowingly, so then one gets the opportunity to have Adau Shraddha. Then one has this Adau Shraddha. Then it is called Tato Sadhu Sangha. Now this is called a second Sadhu Sangha. The second Sadhu Sangha is deliberate Sadhu Sangha, because he now consciously, it's not just Adnyat, it's Nyat. He now knows that this is the goal of life. Shraddha Shabde Vishwaskoy Sudrodha Nishya Krishna Bhakti Kale Sarva Karma Krutoye. Now he deliberately takes shelter of pure devotees, inquires from them how to perform devotional service. Then his bhajan kriya starts. Then anartha nivruti and etc. etc. His shraddha goes on increasing. So like that. So that's how it goes. So unless one has that Adnyat Sukruti, no matter how much you can convince him logically, he will not be convinced of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. So, yes, bro. Actually speaking, we should just try to present what Acharyas have presented. That is the best course. Being a, let's say, we should have well wishes for people to have come to devotional service. And as far as our preaching is concerned, we should consider it as ourselves as useless instruments in the hands of Acharyas. Basically, it's Acharyas who are preaching. That's the whole point. Actually speaking, we are not qualified for preaching, technically speaking. So unless we have some substance of Krishna consciousness, Shuddha, the intense desire to meet, serve and have loving exchanges with Krishna, how can we give somebody intense desire to meet, serve and have loving exchanges with Krishna? So technically speaking, we are not qualified to preach. But by mercy of Prabhupada, we are acting as helpless instrument in the hand of Acharyas. We are that's always to be considered in the mind. That actually speaking, we are very at least I can talk about myself. So completely unqualified to preach, because a preacher has to have some amount of self-realization and some substantial connection with Krishna, enable to be a preacher. But then what the best we can do, just like it is mentioned that one has to become completely free before one even steps into Vrindavan. One injunction is this: one should become complete, one has to do complete anartha nivruti, then one has to step in Vrindavan. Vishya chadiya kabhi shuddha abhimana kabhi hama hero shri Vrindavana. So injunction is, one has to be completely become free from all material desires, and then one approaches Vrindavan. But then, in practical Kali Yuga scenario, one lands up in Vrindavan first. Then what is the best use of this situation? Is okay, at least try to chant more and try to have pure desires, at least while we are staying in Vrindavan. So that's the adjustment we do. So similarly, a preacher has to have a madhyam adhikar. Kanishtha adhikar, a person cannot preach. So at least he should be a madhyam adhikari, yeah, according to scriptures. But then, just like after completely being purified, we should visit Vrindavan. But then, we are given ticket of Vrindavan. Maybe on somebody's name, we are going. something like that. And we'll end up in Vrindavan. Then what do? Then we try to be as pure in desire and in aspiration as possible. Similarly, we are put into this service of preaching. But then what do? Try our level best to represent what Acharyas have given us. And then Acharyas will create their Ajna Sukruti. And Acharyas will create the Shraddha in them, necessary Shraddha. Because it's not our, it's not one lifetime's that, oh, immediately Ajna Sukruti is increasing, just like pouring water into a bucket or something. So it's like pouring mug full of water into a huge 5 million liter tank. Like, you know, how much water we can put in, you know, to generate necessary Shraddha. So the whole thing is that we have to always think that we are just instruments, and actually the Prabhupada is preaching using us as insignificant instrument. In that sense, if we approach, then that help connecting him to Prabhupada books, rather than relying completely on our preaching, you know, convincing him of Prabhupada books, connecting him to higher access point. So that will quickly help others to raise to the platform of devotional service. That's what my small understanding is. that's yes. Yeah. Come again? We have to accept the spiritual master, yes. Yeah, that's possible. Like the understanding is, so he is becomes, Prabhupada becomes his Shiksha Guru, right? He is accepting Shiksha, right? So he has a bona fide connection with the Sampradaya. May not be a formal Shiksha, a formal Diksha, but he has a bona fide connection. He is accepting somebody. Like Prabhupada said, in 1922 only I accepted Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as my spiritual master, although not officially, he says, but in my heart. What does that mean? And from 19, of course, even he is eternally his spiritual master, but in, let's say, Bhauma Leela, from 1922 only he accepted him as spiritual master. Maybe on paper he became his disciple in 1933, but it's a connection of heart basically. Yeah. So he said that the moment, the first meeting only I accepted him as my spiritual master. So relationship starts there only, there itself. The moment one starts accepting one's instruction as a spiritual master, he becomes his spiritual master. Formal initiation took place 11 years later, right? 1933 he got, 32, yeah, so almost 10 years later. But does it mean that 10 years he was not taking shelter of Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhu? No. Like, okay, so that should be understood. That you're asking something. So, athapi te deva padambojadvaya, next verse 84th. Prasada leshanu gruhita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanne ekopi chiram vicharam. This is Brahmaji is praying that unless one gets a speck of dust from the lotus feet or your mercy, then only one is able to understand your glories. Otherwise, one cannot. This is Brahmaji praying to Krishna after Brahma Vimohan Lila. Gopinath Acharya is now replying Sarvama Bhattacharya, saying that you don't consider him, he doesn't have Bahya Peksha. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't require first class order of sannyas or etc. And then they are asking, what is the proof? Then he says that what great souls are saying, that is the proof. We don't accept great souls' proof. We accept Anuman. So I said, by Anuman you cannot understand Supreme Lord. Only when Lord is merciful upon you, that means sufficient first sadhu sangha has happened, then one develops Shraddha in Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then one slowly starts understanding Krishna. So that is he is saying. Then he says, यद्यपि जगद्गुरु तुमी शास्त्र ज्ञानवान पृथ्वी ते नाही पंडित तुमार समान ईश्वर रघुपालेश नाही कत्वमाते अतएव ईश्वर तत्व नापार जानीते
नजर जानीते. गोपीनाथ आचार्य देन एड्रेस सौरभ भट्टाचार्य. You are a great scholar and a teacher of many disciples. Indeed, there is no other scholar like you on earth. Nonetheless, because you are bereft of even a pinch of the Lord's mercy, you cannot understand him, even though he is present in your home.
So in your home he is present, still you cannot understand him. So it's not by closeness one understands Krishna, but it's rather by purity of one's aspirations, one understands Krishna. Because Duryodhan saw Krishna, Shishupal saw Krishna face to face, but they could not recognize him. On the other hand, this Dvijapatnis never saw Krishna. They just heard about Krishna. Rukmini never saw Krishna, just heard about his beauty. But they kept touch with Krishna. So that is the understanding. Then he says, it's not your fault. Tomara nahika dosha shastre ehi kahe. Panditya de ishwar tattva jnana kabuna hai. Simply by being a pandit, simply by scholarship, one cannot understand Supreme Lord. So, Prabhupada mentions this is a very important verse. Even big scholars cannot understand Krishna. Yet they dare comment on Bhagavad Gita. Reading the Bhagavad Gita means understanding Krishna. Yet we actually see many scholars making blunders in trying to understand Krishna. Upanishad says, Nayam atma pravachadena labhyo na medhaya na bhuna shrutena yam eva isha vrunute tena labhyas tasya isha atma vivrunute tanum swam. This is not by pravachan, simply hearing discourses, one can understand Krishna. Not by one's intelligence, not by hearing too much bahuna shrutena. Ultimately, one yam eva isha vrunute, one who he selects and wants to reveal himself, he understands Krishna. So then Katha Upanishad says, नैषा तर्केण मतिर आपनेया प्रोक्ता नेनैव सुज्ञानाय प्रेष्ठ याम त्वम आपह सत्य धृतिर बतासि त्वादृन्नो भूयन् नचिकेत नचिकेतः प्रष्टा। सो अत श्रीकृष्ण नामादि न भवेत् ग्राह्यम् इन्द्रिय सेवन मुखे जिह्वादौ स्वयमेव स्फुरत्यदा। सो सिंपली बाय वन सेंसेस वन कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड एक्सेस कृष्ण बट सेवन मुखे ही जिह्वादौ इवन अवर चैंटिंग ऑफ हरे कृष्ण। सो इफ कृष्ण डिसाइड्स देन ही अपियर्स इन अवर चैंटिंग। सो अदरवाइज भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर सेज नामाक्षर है नामना है। So there is a difference between, so we can find the name in dictionary, yeah, and alphabets in even school handbooks. If you remember how we, in earlier days they used to have Ra, then you write 10 times Ra, and then you also have Ma somewhere in that school handbook, then write 10 times Ma in front of that, sometimes dot joining Ma, like that. Did you happen to practice like that? Yeah. Nowadays, do they make that sheet or not? I don't know. For writing, handwriting, yeah. So it has Ramo. But does it have Ramo? Like, you know, so that is the question. It has so many Ras and so many Mas inside it. Yeah. But does it have holy name inside it? So that's, so Namakshara hai, Namana hai. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would say that holy name is like a, he says that the mantra that we are chanting, that's like a capsule, he says. And the service attitude and loving devotion, that is the real medicine inside. So then, when that conscious, with that aspiration and purity of desire, when one chants, then Krishna decides to appear in that holy name, or as that holy name, let's say. Or even same goes for deity. Okay, we may do all kind of undergo many motions, like doing prana pratishtha, you know, finding the best stone and best carver, you know, or best whatever place, best day of installation. Okay, best brahmana, you know, who can chant best mantras. Okay, but नायम आत्मा प्रवचनेन लब्ध न प्राण प्रतिष्ठया न ब्राह्मण वाक्यया न तिथ्या। वी कैन चूज बेस्ट तिथि, वी कैन चूज बेस्ट ब्राह्मण, वी कैन चूज बेस्ट स्टोन फॉर कार्विंग द डीडी, वी कैन चूज एवरीथिंग बेस्ट, बट इफ कृष्ण डजंट वॉन्ट टू अपियर देन ही डजंट अपियर इन द एज अ डीडी। सो what Prabhupada said, that deity will become burden on you if you do not have right galagraha, yeah, it will become galagraha. That means it's not a deity. Galagraha, how can galagraha become a deity, become galagraha? So Krishna will stop manifesting as a deity if we do not have right attitude of service. We cannot force Krishna to appear as a deity. No, you have said नाम विग्रह स्वरूप तीन एक रूप तीन भेद नहीं तीन चिदानंद रूप। यू हैव ओनली सेड दैट देर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन कृष्णा स्वरूप, कृष्णाज डीटी फॉर्म एंड कृष्णाज होली नेम, बट देन कृष्णा रिजर्व्स ऑल राइट्स, नॉट इफ ही डजंट वांट टू अपियर एज अ डीटी, देन नो मैटर हाउ मेनी मंत्रास वी चैंट, ही डजंट अपियर। सिंपल एज दैट। सो यम एव एष वृणुते, कृष्ण हैज टू डिजायर that okay, I want to bestow my mercy upon them as a deity, then he will manifest as a deity. Otherwise it's hum bhale kitna bhi kya bolte hai precaution le le or different types of things we may do, but then if Krishna wants, then he appears. He responds to call of pure devotion. That is only criteria to call Krishna, just like he responded to call of Advaita Acharya, which that dhvani went to Brahmanda Bedi, ಇಟ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅದ್ವೈತಾಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ಯಾರ ಹುಂಕಾರೆ ಯಾರ ತುಳಸಿ ಜಲೆ ಸ್ವಗಣ ಸಹಿತ ಚೈತನ್ಯರೇ ಅವತಾರೆ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದ್ವೈತಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಲೌಡ್ಲಿ ಮೈ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಐ ಡಿಸೈಡೆಡ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೊ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಪ್ರೆರೋಗೇಟಿವ್ ಹಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲಿಸನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಆರ್ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಎಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಡಿಟಿ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಿ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈವನ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಡಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಾಲ್ಡ್ ಯುನೋ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಎಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಡಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಅ ಡಿಟಿ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಪ್ರೆರೋಗೇಟಿವ್ ಟು ಶೋ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಸ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿಟಿ ಟು ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಶೋ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಡಿಟಿ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಸಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ವೇ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬೋತ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಶುಡ್ ಗುರು ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಪೋರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಕ್ವಲಿ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇಟ್ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಗುರು ಬಟ್ ಈ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಇಫ್ ಈ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಗುರು ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಈ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆರ್ ಇಫ್ ಈ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟು ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಈ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಿವೋಟ್ ಈಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಟು ಡಿಸೈರ್ ರೈಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಯಮ್ ಏಷ ವೃಣುತೆ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಓಕೆ ದೆನ್ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ರಿಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಕೇರ್ ಗೋ ಸಾವಧಾನೆ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರೂಫ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಿಸೀವ್ಡ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೇರ್ಕೋ ಮರ್ಸಿನಿ ಬೋಲ್ ರೇ ಆರ್ ಇಸ್ಲೇ ಮೇರ್ಕೋ ಮೇ ಜಾ ಅಂತ ನೀವು ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ಮಿ ವೈ ಹೌ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರೂಫ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಕಹೆ ವಸ್ತು ವಿಷಯ ಹಯ ವಸ್ತು ಜ್ಞಾನ ವಸ್ತು ತತ್ವಜ್ಞಾನ ಹಯ ಕೃಪಾತೆ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಇಸ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮನ್ ಬಾನಮ್ ದ ಆಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಇಸ್ ಎವಿಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ನೋ ಹಿಮ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರೆಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಎವಿಡೆನ್ಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಮೀ then he says that you have seen the symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, you have seen the ecstatic symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead during his absorption in his ecstatic mood. And despite directly perceiving these symptoms, you cannot understand him. This is commonly called illusion, he says. That you see things but you don't see. That is illusion. So, dekhite na dekhe tare bahirmukha jana ಶೂನಿ ಹಾಸಿ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಬಲಿಲವಚನ
ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲುಯೆನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಎನರ್ಜೀಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬಹಿರ್ಮುಖ ಜನ ಅ ಮಂಡೇನ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಪೈಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಹಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇ ದಿಸ್ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಸ್
ಸೊ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಓ ರಿಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಮೂಡ್ ಇಷ್ಟಗೋಷ್ಠಿ ವಿಚಾರ ಕರಿ ನಾ ಕರಿ ಹ ರೋಷ ಇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರದೃಷ್ಟೇ ಕಹಿ ಕಿಚು ನಾ ಲೈ ಹ ದೋಷ ಇಸ್ ಎಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಆನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಇತ್ನಾ ಬಿ ಆಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗ್ರಿ ಹೋನೆ ಕಾ ಜರೂರತ್ ನೀ ಗುಸ್ಸಾ ಮತ್ ಹೋಯೆ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರಿಂಗ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಡೋ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗ್ರಿ I am simply speaking on the strength of scriptures. Please don't take any offense. He says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly a great uncommon devotee, but we cannot accept him as incarnation of Vishnu because according to Shastra, there is no incarnation in this age of Kali. So this showed that Sarvabhauma was literate with scriptures, but not literate enough. So, Atayava Triyugi Kari Kahi Vishnu Nama ಕಲಿ ಯುಗೆ ಅವತಾರ ನಹಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಜ್ಞಾನ ಅನದರ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಯುಗ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಇನ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಡಿಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿವೀಲ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ಭಾಗವತಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಛನ್ನ ಕಲೌ yad abhavas triyugo tha sattvam. Because you are covered in Kali, you are called as Triyuga. So that is the reason why he was called Triyuga. Kali Yuga, Lilavatar Nakare Bhagavan, Atayava Channa, something like that. So therefore his name is Channa Avatar. So upon hearing this, Gopinath Acharya felt very unhappy. He said to Bhattacharya, "You consider yourself knower of Vedic scriptures? Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata are the two most important Vedic scriptures. But you have paid no attention to their statements." Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata is stated that Lord directly appears directly. But you say that this age there is no manifestation of Vishnu. Here it is. Kali Yuga Leelavatara Nakare Bhagavan. Ata Eva Triyuga Kari Kahitara Nama.
In this age of Kali, there is no Leela Avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known as Triyuga. That is one of his holy names.
Yeah. So, usually Mayavadis, they refer to Mahabharata and other Smriti Shastras and Puranas and Srimad Bhagavatam. But they consider it lower than Shruti Shastra. And Shruti is mostly described Krishna as impersonal. From apparent point of view, but with a deeper study, even Shruti considered Krishna as personal. In the same place where it is describing it as absolute truth as impersonal, same place it is describing him as personal also. So, but Mayavadis take only, first of all, they take only half-hen logic. First, they accept first half of Shruti's, not the second half. And then Smriti Shastra, they give less importance. They call it is Gauna Vakya. And Shruti is Mahavakya. But then who decides what is Mahavakya and what is Gauna Vakya? Because you think this is Mahavakya, therefore it is Mahavakya. Or everything related to difference, everything related to oneness is Mahavakya. And everything related to difference is Laghu Vakya or Gauna Vakya they considered. But who gave you the right to categorize what is Mahavakya and what is Laghu Vakya? But for that they don't have explanation. There will be there, yeah. He's not Leela Avatar. But of course, we have Gaura Leela. So it is also a Leela Avatar in that sense. But unlike other ages, he doesn't emphatically proclaim himself to be Supreme Lord. Therefore, Channa. And only intimate associates mainly know him to be Supreme Lord. Okay. And after Mahaprabhu disappeared, then Goswamis and others, they started proving that he is Supreme Lord. While Mahaprabhu was present on planet, he didn't claim and he didn't allow others to claim that he is Supreme Personality of God. Rather, he said that, if you have understood it, now, don't speak this to anyone. Keep it a secret. Yeah? So, and that's what Channa Kalau it is mentioned, na? No, I am not sure. No Leela Avatar. Nakare Bhagavan. Yeah. Some evidence is he'll be quoting. Like he quotes from Pratyuge Karen Krishna Yuga Avatar. Let me see. Yuge Yuge. Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Tarkanishtha Hudaya Tomar Nahika Vichar. But you don't understand. By the way, he propagated Yuga Dharma, but because that time coincided with his appearance. So this is from Bhagavatam. Asan Varanas Trayo Yasya Grunnato Anu Yugam Tanuh Shuklo Raktas Tathapita Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. So he's talking about both Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are avatari. Idanim means right now and 4,000 years later. So he's referring to both avatars as Krishna and Gaura. Okay. इति द्वापर उर्वीश स्तुवंती जगदीश्वरम नाना तंत्र विधानेन कलावापि तथा श्रणु. दिस इज 11th कैंटो. देन ही सेज कोटिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम. दिस इज चैंट टुगेदर. कृष्णवर्णम द्विषा कृष्णम सांगोपांगास्त्र पार्षदम यज्ञ संकीर्तन प्रायर्यजंती ही सुमेधसः.
दिस एज ऑफ कली दोज हु आर इंटेलिजेंट परफॉर्म द कॉन्फिगरेशन चैंटिंग ऑफ द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र वर्शिपिंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हु अपीयर्स इन द एज ऑलवेज डिस्क्राइबिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ कृष्ण. That incarnation is yellowish in hue and is always associated with his plenary expansions, such as Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and personal expansions, as such as Gadadhar, as well as his devotees and associates, such as Swarup Damodar.
So here is a mention that Krishna Vanam Tisha Krishnam, and with what Yajna one will worship them, that is also mentioned. Sankirtana Yajna Tare Kare Aradhana, Saita Sumeda Ara Kali Hata Jana. Those who worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Sankirtan Yajna, they are Sumedha. And those who are not Kalihata Jana, they are killed by Kali, people destroyed by Kali. So, Suvarna Varna Hemango, Varangas Chandanangadi, Sanyasakrut Chama Shanto, निष्ठा शांति परायणः.
The Lord in the incarnation of Gaur Sundar has a golden complexion. Indeed, his entire body, which is very nicely constituted, is like molten gold. Sandalwood pulp is smeared all over his body. He will take the fourth order of spiritual life, sannyas, and will be very much self-controlled. He will be distinguished from Mayavadi sannyasis in that he will be fixed in devotional service and will spread the Sankirtan movement.
Yeah. Varanga Chandanangadi. Suvarna Varana Hemango. So why Suvarna Varana? Because he, in spiritual world, desired and he expressed to Srimati Radharani that I will appear with your mood. Then Radharani said that, you know, you won't be able to handle it. It will be too high. Like too high voltage for you, beyond your capacity. So therefore, I will cover you with my effulgence, like luster, like that. So that when ecstasy, when you jump and fall, I will protect you, she says. So there also, Radharani is only serving Krishna. So like that. So then, this is Suvarna Varna. Yeah, so yeah, it is mentioned he will be distinguished from Mayavadi sannyasis in that he will be fixed in devotional service. Sannyasakrut but Nishtha Shanti Parayana. He will have Nishtha and spread Sankirtan movement. Then he said, there is no need to quote so much evidence from scriptures in front of you, for you are a very dry speculator. Ushar bhumite yena bijar ropan. It will be like sowing seeds in a barren land. What is the use? In your dry heart, this philosophy will not go only. How many verses I quote. So, when Lord will be pleased with you, you will also understand these conclusions and will quote from the Shastras. The false arguments and philosophical world jugglery of your disciples are not faults of theirs. They have simply received the benediction of Mayavada philosophy. Mayara Prasad. Ihara ki dosha yehi Mayara Prasad. They have received benedictions from Maya Devi. Then he says that I offer my respectful obeisances unto Supreme Lord, who is full of unlimited qualities, and whose different potencies bring about agreement and disagreement between disputants. Thus the illusionary energy again and again covers the self-realization of both disputants. So all those who are arguing, oh this is this way, oh this is that way, both of their intelligence is covered by Maya, because they are interested in logic. They are interested in proving how I am right. So whether one is right or wrong, he is wrong. Because his main purpose is to argue and prove himself right. So whether one has right philosophy or wrong philosophy, ultimately he is defeated. He is wrong. Therefore it is the Narad Muni, he explains that so yes, one thing is defending devotional service and protecting it like from the argumentators. But generally those who are very much fond of arguing is very detrimental to their devotion. Actually, a devotee should not have time to argue actually. he should be busy with his own business of devotional service. So sometimes there are sometimes arguments to come to conclusion, yeah, among devotional aspirants also. But the thing is, the aspiration should not be how I am right and you are wrong. So then the whole purpose is frustrated. But rather, okay, yeah, we came to know the right conclusion, let's say. But then what are we going to do about it? Are we going to use that as a catalyst to serve Krishna better? Or are we going to become more puffed up that I have proved now, ye verse aisa tha, dekha, maine bola tha, vaisa nahi tha. So what, whether it was the way the way I presented or the way other person presented, if the whole basis is argument, then it hardly leads to any progress in Krishna consciousness. Then he says that in almost all cases, whatever learned Brahmana speak becomes accepted. Nothing is impossible for one who takes shelter of my illusory energy and speaks under her influence. What is this? Yeah, yuktam cha santi sarvatra bhashante brahmana yatha mayam madiyan udguruya madatam kimnu durghatam. In many cases philosophical speculators have covered the real and boldly set forth false theories. A similar brahmana has propounded useless philosophies. Whatever learned brahmana says becomes accepted, he says. Brahmana ne bola hai na, matlab sach hi rahega. Aisa. And that is the influence of my illusory energy, he is saying. So after hearing this, Gopinath Acharya, please remind me at 1 o'clock. What time is it right now? 40. Yeah. After hearing this from Gopinath Acharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya said, first go to the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying and invite him here with his associates. Ask him on my account. So then he says, take Jagannath Prasadam and give it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. After that, come back here and teach me well. Abhi yahan tak kafi ho gaya hamara argument. Abhi aap thoda prasad leke jao Mahaprabhu ke liye. Vapas aane ke baad, we will continue our discussion. Acharya Bhagini Pati Shalaka Bhattacharya Ninda Stuti Hasya Shiksha Karana Acharya. Gopinath Acharya was brother-in-law and Sarvam Bhattacharya, both were Sarvam Bhattacharya. Therefore their relationship was sweet and intimate. Under the circumstances, Gopinath Acharya taught him by sometimes blaspheming him, sometimes praising him, sometimes laughing at him. So this has been going on for some time. So Mukundadava felt satisfied to hear the conclusive statements of Gopinath Acharya. He became unhappy and angry to hear statements put forward by Sarvabhauma. According to instructions, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, invited him on Bhattacharya's behalf. Bhattacharya's statements were discussed before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopinath Acharya and Mukunda Datta disapproved of Bhattacharya's statements because they caused mental pain. Hearing this, Mahaprabhu said, do not speak like that. Sarvam Bhattacharya has shown great affection and mercy towards me. out of personal affection for me, he wants to protect me and see that I follow the regulative principles of a sannyasi. What fault is there in that? Next morning, Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya together visited temple of Lord Jagannath. Both of them were in a very pleasant mood. When they entered the temple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a seat, while he himself sat down on floor out of respect for a sannyasi. Oh, ye pura discussion temple mein hua. Till now I was to think that ye Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ke ghar pe hua. They entered the temple, just a second. Bhattacharya Sanghe Tara Mandir Aila. Okay, his temple. That's what I was thinking. Okay, Tara Mandir. They visited Jagannath Mandir, but later on they went to his temple, right? Anande Karila Jagannatha Darshane. Okay. Bhattacharya Sanghe Tara Mandir Aila. Tara Mandir. Hey, Tara ko matlab bhi Lord Jagannath hi likha hai. Tara means Jagannath's Mandir only. Anyway, offered. Okay, great. So, this is new for me. This whole discussion happened in Jagannath temple. I thought it happened in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Many days. Maybe every day they came to Jagannath temple for discussion. He then began to instruct Mahaprabhu. Oh, he took the lower seat and he's sitting up and he was giving instruction like this. He was giving explanations like this. Kaun kisko instruction de raha pata nahi chal raha. Yes. It is shown in the temple of Jagannath or how is it? Background is not clear. Eh? I don't know how to see this. Background is not so clear. Anyway, yeah. But looks like it's such a huge canopy is usually of the temple. I don't know. Okay. Then he began to instruct Mahaprabhu on Vedanta philosophy. Out of affection and devotion, he spoke to the Lord as follows. Vedanta Shravanei Sanyasira Dharma Nirantara Karatumi Vedanta Shravana.
The Bhattacharya said, hearing Vedanta philosophy is a sannyasi's main business. Therefore, without hesitation, you should study Vedanta philosophy, hearing it without cessation from a superior person.
So that means hear from me. He's saying it out of affection. I want to protect you. So hear from me. Maine achha study kiya iska. Aap to abhi naye hain, bachche hain. So you will benefit by that. So he's telling out of concern only. So please, continuously hear without cessation. So Prabhu kahe more tumi kara anugraha. सही से कर्तव्य तुम्ही यही मोरे कह.
Lord Chaitanya replied, you are very merciful to me and therefore I think it is my duty to obey your orders.
Yeah. Thus for 7 days continually, Mahaprabhu listened to Vedanta philosophy expounded by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. However, Mahaprabhu did not say anything and he did not indicate whether it was right or wrong. He simply sat there and listened to Bhattacharya. So on the 8th day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have been listening to Vedanta philosophy from me continually for 7 days. You have simply been listening, fixed in your silence. Since you do not say whether you think it is right or wrong, हाँ सही है सही है ऐसा भी नहीं बोल रहे हो और क्या कुछ भी बोल रहे हो ऐसा भी नहीं बोल रहे हो. You are not saying yeah, good, yes, ऐसा भी नहीं बोल रहे हो और क्या कुछ भी सिखा रहे हो ऐसा भी नहीं बोल रहे हो. So you are not objecting, nor you are nodding, yes. You are just sitting in your silence. Kab khatam ho? 7 din ho. Parishit Maharaj ne 7 din suna tha. Like at least he was asking question in between, nodding, becoming joyful. You are just sitting like in your own silence. Okay. Like not even saying okay. So I don't understand. I cannot know whether you actually understood Vedanta philosophy or not. आपको समझ में आया कि नहीं पता कैसे चलेगा मुझे. So प्रभु कहे मूर्ख आमी नाही अध्ययन, तुम्हारा अज्ञा ते मात्र करिए श्रवण.
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु रिप्लाइड, I am a fool and consequently I do not study the Vedanta Sutra. I am just trying to hear it from you because you have ordered me.
Yeah. Only for the sake of executing duties of renounce order or sannyas do I listen. Unfortunately, I cannot in the least understand the meaning of your presenting. I cannot even least understand this, what you have presented. Then Bhattacharya says, फिर ऐसा कहो ना समझ में नहीं आया करके. भट्टाचार्य कहे ना बुझी है ना ज्ञान यार, बुझी बार लागी सेह पूछे पुनर्बार. He said, accept that you do not understand, yet even those who do not understand, inquire the subject matter. You should have asked, then, oh, I do not understand this point, I would have explained it. तुम्ही शुनी शुनी रह मौन मात्र धरी, तुम सुनते रह गए मौन मौन धर के. हृदय की आछे तुम्हार बुझे ते न पारे, तुम्हारे हृदय में क्या चल रहा है मुझे कैसे समझ में आएगा. How do I understand what's going on in your heart? प्रभु कहे सूत्रेर अर्थ बुझिए निर्मल, तुम्हार व्याख्या सुनी मन हयन हयत विकल. सो महाप्रभु देन रिवील्ड हिज माइंड सेइंग दैट, ओ आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट वेदांत सूत्र सेज, बट आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट यू आर सेइंग. दैट सिंपली एजिटेटेड माय माइंड. सो सूत्रेर अर्थ मतलब अर्लियर भट्टाचार्य वाज थिंकिंग, अरे बेचारा नहीं समझ रहा, यू नो वापस पूछा क्यों नहीं. Now the tables have turned. He said, I understand Vedanta. I don't understand what you are saying. He says, Sutra artha bhashya kahe prakashiya. Tumi bhashya kaha. Sutra artha achha diya. Usually commentary is done to clarify the subject matter. But your purports are kind of covering the sutras. You know. Sutra mukhya artha nakara vyakhyana. Kalpana arthe tumi taha kara achha dana. He said that you are not giving the main meaning or direct meaning of Brahma Sutras, but it appears that your business is to cover the real meaning by word jugglery. This is ludicrous, Prabhupada says in the purport. He said, Upashnidishya the shabde yehi mukhya artha kahe, hai, sahi artha mukhya vyasa sutra sab kahe. He said, Vedanta Sutra is the summary of all Upanishads. Therefore, whatever direct meaning is there in Upanishads is also recorded in Vedanta Sutra. So it says that so Upanishads also talk about mukhya artha chhadiya karo gaun artha kalpana abhida vritti chhadi karo shabdera lakshana.
For each sutra the direct meaning must be accepted without interpretation. However, you simply abandon the direct meaning and proceed with your imaginative interpretation.
Yeah, so even if Shruti Praman, you are accepting, we understand you give importance more to Shruti Praman, but even Shruti Praman, if you take direct meaning, you understand a personal understanding of Vedanta Sutra rather than impersonal. So, Pramadera Madhya Shruti Pramana Pradhana. Shruti ye Mukhyartha kahe Saise Pramana.
Although there is other evidence, the evidence given in the Vedic version must be taken as foremost. Vedic versions understood directly are first-class evidences.
So, Shastra Yonitvat Taktarka Pratishthanat, that is mentioned. One should refer to Shastra Shrutastu Shabda Mulatvat. So, Vedanta Sutra is commented by Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Valadeva Vidyabhushan. Jiva Goswami notes that. There are 10 kinds of evidence, but best is Shabda Pramana because it is free of all defects. So for, what is the proof? I mean, just like, for example, Pramana, why should you accept Shruti Pramana? The Shabda Pramana is without any defect. For example, Jivera Asti Vishthadui Shankha Gomaya Shruti Vakya Sehi Dui Mahapavitrahaya.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, conch shells and cow dung are nothing but the bones and the stool of some living entity. But according to the Vedic version, they are both considered very pure.
Yeah, so by Anuman, usually Vishtha or bones is considered very impure. But then excreta of cows is considered very pure and bones, that is a conch shells, that is considered very pure. So, स्वत प्रमाण वेद सत्य यैक लक्षण करिले स्वत प्रामाण्य हानि है।
The Vedic statements are self-evident. Whatever is stated there must be accepted. If we interpret according to our own imagination, the authority of the Vedas is immediately lost.
So, there is some direct meaning and indirect meaning of certain injunctions. So, if you always take indirect meaning, what is the use of presenting, the scripture? Like for example, Madhvacharya usually gives example that leaving mukhya artha of anything, if you consider gauna artha, then it is ridiculous. Like for example, you cannot talk about border of a village unless there is some village, right? You cannot talk of village border unless there is some village. So similarly, the example usually given is when usually we take mukhya artha, and when mukhya artha doesn't make much sense, then one go for gauna artha. For example, the village is in the Ganges. That is the statement. So which word will we interpret here? In. Yeah. We won't interpret Ganges. Or we won't interpret village. Village ka kuch dusra matlab nikalte hai. Arre, kahin kahin to village matlab ped bhi hota hai. Matlab. Machli bhi hota hai, haan. So maybe village में नाम की मछली गंगा में थी तो ऐसा interpret करने का जरूरत नहीं है. So village is in the Ganges, maybe Ganges पूरा district का नाम था, तो village Ganges नाम के district में था. That is called interpretation, so we do not interpret where it is, interpretation is not required. So interpretation is required. Village का अर्थ clear है, Ganges का अर्थ भी clear है. In को थोड़ा सा modify करना पड़ेगा. Village is in the Ganges means on the banks of Ganges. So, ye maximum which makes sense, which makes maximum sense is to interpret the word in and not village. Village is in the Ganges, ye statement ko. So, village ko interpret karne ka zarurat nahi, is ko interpret karne ka zarurat nahi hai. Ganges ko interpret karne ka zarurat nahi hai. In ko interpret karo. Otherwise, sab kuch interpret karne lage. तो फिर मतलब कहाँ बचेगा? विलेज भी नहीं बचेगा, गैंजेस भी नहीं बचेगा, बैंक भी नहीं बचेगा, कुछ भी नहीं बचेगा. सो लाइक दैट व्हाट मायावती डू, दे इंटरप्रेट एवरी वर्ड एंड सूटिंग देयर ओन फिलोसॉफी. सो दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम. दिस विल विच विल बी पॉइंटेड आउट बाय महाप्रभु इन हिज डिस्कशन. सो व्यास सूत्रेर अर्थ यही छे सूर्यर किरण स्वकल्पित भाष्य मेघे करे अच्छा दन.
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु कंटिन्यूड, द ब्रह्मसूत्र कंपाइल्ड बाय श्री व्यासदेव इज एज रेडियंट एज द सन. वन हु ट्राइज टू इंटरप्रेट इट्स मीनिंग सिंपली कवर्स द सन सनशाइन विद अ क्लाउड.
या दिस इज लाइक कवरिंग विद योर एक्सप्लेनेशन, यू आर कवरिंग द सन. सो वेद पुराणे कहे ब्रह्म निरूपण से ब्रह्म बृहद वस्तु ईश्वर लक्षण.
All the Vedas and literatures are strictly follows the Vedic principles, explain that the Supreme Brahman is Absolute Truth, the greatest of all and a feature of the Supreme Lord.
Yeah, Ishwara Lakshana, it's a feature of Supreme Lord, Vedas are saying. So that means Krishna is person, right? Sarveshwarya Paripurna Swayam Bhagavan Tare Nirakara Kari Karaha Vyakhyana.
Actually, the Supreme Personality, Supreme Absolute Truth is a person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full with all opulences. You are trying to explain Him as impersonal and formless?
Yeah. So, something which doesn't have any quality, how can it be greatest of all? Something is devoid of all qualities. Does it make it greatest? No. So, that's the understanding. And simply accepting the all-pervadingness, because Brahman is all-pervading, therefore it is great. Then sky is also all pervading. But we don't worship sky. Right? We consider it one material element. That is the argument given to Mayavadis. So that means there has to be something special with Krishna. And that special is Savishesh. Okay? So, so Nirvishesh Tare Kahe Yai Shruti Gana. ప్రాకృత నిషేధి కరే అప్రాకృత స్థాపన.
Wherever there is an impersonal description in the Vedas means to establish that everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental and free of mundane characteristics.
Yeah, so nirvishesha tare kahe yehi shruti gana. Okay, you may quote some places where shrutis are explaining Brahman to be impersonal or Supreme Lord to be impersonal. But then, in same place, it will also say it is personal. The next half will be Supreme Absolute Truth is personal. So what does that mean? Impersonal means it wherever it says nirvikar or nirvishesh, it means it doesn't have any prakrut guna. Like for example is given apani pado javano grahita pashyatya achakshuh sa shrunoti akarna saveti vedyam nachatasyatsti vetta tamahur agryam purusham mahantam. So what does this say? Apani pado javano grahita, he doesn't have hands and legs, nonetheless he accepts sacrifice. Javano grahita, if he really doesn't have hands and legs, it is not required to mention he accepts sacrifices. Yeah, there is some action performed there, right? That means you require somebody to perform that action. Pashyatya chakshuh, he doesn't have eyes but he sees, right? So wherever nirakar or nirvishesh is given, at same place, savishesh is also given, which is not focused by Mayavadis. That is their foolishness. So, Not almost similar. He can eat, we are saying that angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti, that means he, if he wants, he can enjoy through all his senses and perform any action through all function, any function through any of his senses. It comes under his omnipotency, that through any limb he performs any action he can do. That's not the same. Like for example, not having eyes is not same as having an eye which can perform all the functions. You know the point? Both are not the same. Not having eyes at all is not the same as having a type of eye which performs act of seeing, walking, creating, glancing, impregnating. So it's not the same. That is one. And in Vrindavan, it is mentioned that Krishna is Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha, or in other places. Krishna sees through, he can eat through eyes, etc. But in Braj, Krishna sees through eyes, Krishna only sees through eyes, tastes through tongue, and, walks by legs, to add to his sweetness. That means if Gopa covers his eyes, Krishna doesn't say, "Arey, main to haath se bhi dekh sakta hoon." Get the point? So there he will see through his eyes only. So to add to his beauty, to his pastimes, or let's say that's his special sweetness in Vrindavan. Just like it is said in Vaikuntha, Krishna's ornaments, Lord's ornaments, are beautified by Lord's body. But in Vrindavan, the beautiful flowers actually beautify Krishna's body. That's because the sweetness of devotee's nature there, which actually beautify Krishna. Get it, man? This particular mood and mellow of Vrindavan is that Krishna, just like it is mentioned, Lila hare kachana lobaniya. Alaukiki topi laukikiyam. Lila hare kachana lobaniya. This is Kavi Karanapura. Alaukiki topi laukikiyam. Lila hare kachana lobaniya. Mahesha shirshadapi bhumi madhyam. Gateva ganga mudamatanoti. Yatrega merko. Kapi pele padata. So this shloka is very beautiful. It says that alaukiki topi laukikiyam. Krishna's supernatural pastimes are very charming, but more charming as laukikiyam, more charming as his worldly kind of ordinary looking pastimes are more charming than Krishna's supernatural pastimes. What is the example? Mahesha shirshadapi bhumi madhyam gateva ganga mudamatanoti. Just like Ganges on the head of Lord Shiva is very glorious, but same Ganges when comes on earthly planet, she increases the bliss of all people. So upar great hai, lekin yahan pe aur bhi great hai. Lekin, so aise Krishna's supernatural pastimes are great, but laukik pastimes, where Krishna is helplessly dependent on Mother Yashoda, he is dependent on Srimati Radharani, you know, for his pastimes, like, you know, transcendental pleasure. Yeah, he's dependent on his gopas for his sports. So that is greater than his Atmaram, and not dependent on anyone, that kind of feature, which is glorious, but more glorious is his Bhakta-Vrutya-Vashyata or Bhakta-Vashyata. Time? Yeah. So we'll stop here. We'll just take this last verse, 142, which has the same import. It says, Yaya Shrutir Jalpanti Nirvishesham Sa Sabhi Datte Savishesham Eva Vichara Yoge Satihanta Tasam Prayo Baliya Savishesham Eva. So whatever Shrutis are saying Nirvishesha, they are actually proving Krishna to be Savishesha only. That is from Chantitan Chandradana Natak. Oh, by the way, the verse I quoted, Alaukikitopi Laukikiyam, is also from Chaitanya Chandradama Natak of Kavi Karanapura. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.